What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I'm here, as per usual, with
Victoria.
And unfortunately, Aaron is no longer with us.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I'm away.
They have the
home team advantage now.
He's passed on.
Yeah, he's speaking to us through a...
I finally became the disembodied voice I've always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still think I can hear his voice.
Yeah, we're just connecting to him off of, you know, waves and spiritual things.
We saw a medium this week.
Yeah, and that's how we're connecting his voice.
Speaking of mediums and talking to the dead and everything, have y'all seen Umbrella Academy?
We have not.
No, we have not. It came out day of recording.
Spoil it for people. Yeah.
Aaron, no spoiling.
I watched halfway through it. I'm just going to say I like it.
We know how spoil happy you can be.
I'm glad that you like it. Now keep it to yourself.
I have a strong hatred of spoilers, and you know this.
That's true.
You told us like the entire plot before we started recording, and nobody asked you to do that. Yeah, you started telling us everything, and then like we were like, please stop. Aaron, please.
No.
Don't do this to us. We wanted to watch the episodes ourselves.
You have no emotion. Hayden always speaks without emotion.
Generally. Most of the time I am without much emotion whilst talking.
If he's talking to a stranger,
he never raises his voice.
That's not true. If I'm watching sports sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a voice to raise. Aaron, disembodied voice that used to be Aaron. Why are we here?
Well, we are here because me and Hayden created a 128C tournament using Jedi, Sith, and People Good with Gun. We only have one of those People Good with Gun left, who is Jango Fett, but we won't be talking about him today. And before I decide to, you know, stop being a disembodied voice, I contractually obligated to finish this season.
Yes. Before he can pass on to the other side.
Yeah.
He has to finish this.
Not even losing my corporeal form will stop me from recording episodes.
Yeah. It's in the contract.
It's explicitly written in the contract.
Yeah. We have
Aaron.
A very good lawyer.
It's very Nightvalian.
Yeah. He has to finish regardless of what happens to his body or his spirit.
Yep.
Yeah.
But let's wreck somebody else's spirit here, Aaron. Who are we talking about?
Today we have Darth Vishyut versus Stellan Geos and Anakin Skywalker versus Bell Zedifar.
Yeah, we got a two matchup episode. We won't be here on your feed for an hour and a half today. Hopefully.
I was told it would be short.
I did tell her that to get her in the room.
Yep.
A nice, easy.
Yeah,
start.
This is the walk in the park, kind of, because we have our 92 and 103rd seeds fighting some pretty powerful people today, so that's just how it be. Between episodes, actually, I was recreating, if you guys haven't checked it out, we have a website, nerdamentpod.com. You can listen to all of our episodes on there. I spent a lot of time on that. I hope you like it. All right, you can see the bracket, the entire bracket from last season. You can see an updated to this round, the beginning of this round bracket for this season. You can listen to all of our episodes. You could yell at us and tell us how wrong we are if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you can buy some Nerdament merch.
You can buy some Nerdament merch.
We do it to each other.
Yeah, you could look at our social feeds if you didn't want to go to Instagram for that, see what we're posting, stuff like that.
That's true.
But when I was making the brackets for this, I looked and I did more better. I did a better, more better view of last season's bracket. Or I looked at the bracket, the final four, for the first time in months from last season.
Yeah.
And three of the four seeds were over 100. We were pretty spoiler happy last year. And then the last seed was like a 24 seed or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. The final was like 113 and 106.
Hmm.
No, 113 and 118.
Hmm.
Yeah, we had no, in the, I think in the final four, we didn't have any two digits left.
We did. We had a 24.
Never mind.
Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
Little Frank.
Frank was a 24 seed, but Black Panther was like 113. Spider-Man was 125, mm-hmm. and Swamp Thing was 118.
Wow.
Huh.
All the underdogs.
And for this season, we have one 100-plus seed left, and he will be talked about today. So we might not have a 100-plus seed person left after today. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
Should we go ahead and proceed to that
matchup? Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, ride the hype. Wait, no, wait. No, let's not do that one first. I'm going to be more sad.
Yeah, that's true, because of who it is. Do the other one.
Yeah. Vishia versus Stellan.
Yeah, the other less sad one.
You guys are very good with words today.
Words. Aaron, you go first.
All right, spoilers for the adult novels in the High Republic.
Again,
such as,
we talked about them last week.
Light of the Jedi, Rising Storm, and Fallen Star. I have Stellan Geos. He was inducted to the Jedi Order, became Padawan. He was part of a trinity that was seen as a constellation.
Okay.
Sorry.
He's getting distracted on the other side.
I thought y'all like cut off or something.
No, we can hear you.
Yeah, we're still okay. Here.
I'm going to start that over.
No. Editing.
I have to do my job.
I hate it. Go on, then.
Spoiler warning for the High Republic, Light of the Jedi, Rising Storm, and Fallen Star, the adult novels. So, I have Stellan Geos, who was inducted to the Jedi Order, became Padawan, all that, part of a trinity of Jedi Knights that saw themselves as a constellation. That included himself, Avar Kriss, and Elzar Mann.
They were
it's been
all
a while since I've read those.
They were all at one point on the tournament, but he is the only one left.
Yes. And all of them were our main characters in the High Republic.
Yes.
So he and Kriss moved up to the master rank, and then he became a part of the High Council. While Elzar did not, for reasons we talked about with Elzar.
He's got some issues.
His Padawan was the youngest knight ever. He worked with Bel Zedifar and Elzar on Valo whenever the attack, before the attack came. And then during the attack, he was protecting the Chancellor and the Togruta Regassa for several hours, and then helped coordinate the attack. He was later on Starlight Beacon when the attack happened and sacrificed himself to move the falling Starlight Beacon away from a city and into the ocean.
Sacrifice.
Lightsaber form. He's basically the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the High Republic. Lightsaber form is probably form 3. Not exactly clear on that, but it sounds like it. He has a blue crossguard saber. Normal Jedi powers. We talked about this several times. He fought in mustard gas-like conditions for several hours, fought a transdotion that was hyped up on speed, and took several hits from that transdotion. He was able to hold a air bubble around his entire envoy of, like, the Chancellor's envoy, the Regassa's envoy, and several celebrities that were with him. Was able to hold a bubble around them by himself as they moved across the fairground, which he described as thoroughly exhausting. His Padawan was the youngest ever to become a knight.
What is their name?
Vernestra Rowe. Y'all should check her out. She's dope.
Oh.
She was also on here, wasn't she?
No, we didn't know about her until, like, after we did this. After we set it up.
That's fair.
So we couldn't squeeze her in. And he also keeps a backup green lightsaber on him at all times, which is his master's lightsaber.
He's not supposed to have that, right?
No. He keeps it as a memory, but he's not supposed to have it. I think he ends up giving it to Bell. And I don't know if Bell keeps it or not.
Unsure at the moment.
Yeah. He also knows enough about Form 2 to be able to, he's the at the High Republic, He's one of two Jedi that knows the most about Form 2.
What is Form 2, Aaron?
He knows multiple forms.
Aaron, what is Form 2?
Form 2 is the dueling centric lightsaber style from the Old Republic.
Count
Form
Dooku?
3 is what I think he uses, which is full defense, very Obi-Wan.
Is Form 2 kind of like a Count Dooku kind of form, or?
It's a very individualistic form that has a lot of variation. Technically, Form 2 users include Count Dooku, which allows him, its versatility allows him to fence, basically. Pretty sure Savage, he kind of used 5, but I'm pretty sure he was getting trained in 2. Ventress used 2. Maul is debated to have used 2. It's a very broad term for all of the things you can do in Form 2.
Okay. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Alright. I have Darth Vitiate, also known as Tenebrae or Valkorion.
Wait, I have a question before you start.
Oh, okay.
Are Stellan Geos and Vitiate in the same time frame?
No.
Okay, cool.
No. They're like, Vitiate technically died a couple thousand years before Stellan, right?
Yeah, probably. Because, okay. I mean, Vitiate's like in the Old Republic. You can think of him in like the Old Republic times, which are thousands of years before like the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the main part of it is like 3,000, I think.
Yeah, and Stellan was like, what, 300?
350.
Yeah.
Before the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, they did not live at the same time.
Okay.
All right, so Vitiate, Tenebrae, Valkorion was, quote, an ancient dark side entity of enormous power who manipulated galactic affairs for over 1,500 years. All right. A little biography. Marco Ragnos gave him his name at age 13 because he was impressed by his powers starting at the age of 6. He snapped his adopted father's neck with a thought and at the age of 10 confronted his real papa, Darth Dramoth. Don't worry, you don't need to remember that name because Valkorion then...
Is that a D or a T?
It's a D.
Why does this sound like number one from Stranger Things?
Hey, who is number one? What are you talking about? I don't know who that is. Anyways, number one doesn't exist, remember?
Yeah, he doesn't exist.
What's called negotiations?
They don't exist. All right.
I'll rephrase. Why does this sound like Stranger Things?
Number one has impersonated people before.
Guys, number one doesn't exist.
You're talking about Luther again?
Yeah. Your dinosaurs also don't exist on this table.
I know, my dinosaurs don't want to stay on the table. Alright.
I thought trees didn't exist.
No, they don't. They're just big large bushes.
Yeah. No, they're not real. Sorry. Anyways. Okay. He confronted his real papa, driving him insane. And stripping him of the Force. He's one of the most powerful Sith magicians ever. He was able to dominate the minds of over 8,000 Sith and ban them to his will. Right? He used this to strip the Force from an entire planet, which made him immortal. His mind power overwhelmed both Revan and Malak together. He could conjure barriers to block lightsaber blows from Arkhan, who is our number 8 overall seed, who will be fighting Darth Sion this round. He could summon Force Storms to defeat Revan, and he was so powerful, he rarely had to use his lightsaber, but when he did, he was more than proficient. In the first and the second round, he defeated Darth Sidious, who was our number one overall seed, and I'm sure you remember who this dude is and how ridiculous he is.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Stellan. Like Stellan. Like the character, because it's like the Obi-Wan character, you know. But he don't really stand a chance here.
How about you let me do my job?
All right, he doesn't stand a chance when it comes to lightsaber dueling.
Mm-hmm.
Because the High Republic, that has been their downfall the entire tournament.
However, However,
this boy
has let his Rishiate over time let his lightsaber dueling like fall to the wayside because he basically never needed to. So his lightsaber dueling leaves stuff to be demanded.
Yeah, what even is his regardless, form, though? Like, do you have...
Regardless?
Do you know what his lightsaber form is, though?
Not on the top of my head right now.
Okay.
All right, regardless, he can summon force fields that block lightsaber bolts, or lightsaber blades. So that's done for Stellan, and then it's just left to force power. And this man is controlling 8,000 Sith, and then drained a planet of its power. And then... It was also able to overwhelm both Revan and Malak. And we know how powerful those two are. Well, one of them is, and the other one's Malak. So.
Why are you dragging Malak?
Malak.
Okay.
Hate him. Aaron, what's your opinion on Malak?
Bad.
Stop. He lost to Bel Zadafar in the first round. That's because true. Bel is dope.
Yeah.
Bel
is dope.
And he's a dog. All right. But
did you say Bel is a dog?
No, he has a dog.
Oh, okay.
The thing
he kind of has golden retriever energy, though.
Consistently bring up.
Remorseful golden retriever energy, but golden retriever energy nonetheless.
The one thing we consistently bring up about Bel Zedifar is that he got a dog. We ain't talking about him yet. We'll talk about him next.
Yeah, I know.
All right. He snapped his dad's neck when he was 6.
Well, yeah. But...
He cut off his real dad, who was a Dark Lord of the Sith, from the Force when he was 10.
These are all facts. Fact.
He controlled the galaxy for 1,500 years in the form of many different people, and he is their dad, Thexan and Arcann's dad. And they have a sister that I unfortunately can't remember her name right now. Mm. But she is also very powerful. And I apologize. Yeah, they have a sister. She was also in the game. So unfortunately, I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, low-key dude. Or high-key. Pretty sexist. He's not a good dude. Alright, let's just get that out of the... But he kills a lot of people.
This is true.
And he's good at being bad.
That's also true.
So... Vitiate is unfortunately just playing out too powerful for Stellan. I'm sorry. Like I said, I like Stellan, but I don't think he doesn't stand a chance against Vitiate. He doesn't. I'm sorry.
I'm glad that you have input.
Well, yeah, you asked me to do that.
Thank you for your input.
Do you have any questions?
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I don't feel like I need to say anything else.
Okay, I'm glad. Aaron?
Aaron, do you have anything to say?
Not really. Stellan's good at lightsaber combat. He's...
My guy can block lightsabers. He might
be pretty powerful.
He might could be... It's deep down in there.
I mean, of the time, he's one of the more powerful Jedi.
Of the time, but you want to remember... Do you remember the big feat that they did in the first book, Aaron? That took, like, all of the Jedi to do?
Technically, Stellan... I don't think Stellan was there.
But if he's one of the most powerful Jedi at that time, and it took a lot of Jedi, including Yoda, to do this... Come on. To stop the ship, to slow down the ship coming out of hyperspace?
It's technically not a full ship. It was a fragment.
Exactly.
Filled with Tabana gas.
Exactly.
And it was moving at very sub-light speed.
Yeah, I know. But it took, like, the entire Jedi Order. The Jedi, they're so spread out that the Force is so weak within each of them that it doesn't matter. Again, homie over here drained a planet of its energy.
Yes, we get it. We understand. I'm just letting you know that we know all of your facts.
I'm doing my job.
Okay, for once.
For once, yeah. I showed up for this fight
mm-hmm.
to do my job.
I'm glad. Okay. Everyone is good on the speaking, right?
Yeah.
Shut up, Hayden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad that Aaron is good. Okay. So.
That's a first. You're usually, like, mean to him as well. Why are you mean to me and not him?
We because I feel sad for him, you know. He has passed and...
Oh, yeah, he's moved on.
Yeah, he's still being forced to be here. Yeah, but anyway, Vitiate obviously wins, okay? Because of all of Hayden's facts.
I got a lot of facts. Aaron, how do you feel? Undecided.
Get that on the recording.
Yeah, oh, we got it.
Totally there. Okay.
Good. Yeah. All right. Fight number two.
Aaron. All right, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
Anakin versus Belle.
Can I do mine first?
Yeah, you're lower.
All right. Belle Zedafar. We love Belle Zedafar here.
We do.
He technically is still a Padawan, even though he should be a knight. Yeah.
And it's been said by several Jedi in the books that he should.
He should be.
Wait, I have a question. What is the difference between a knight and a High Council member?
So you go like Padawan?
Basically, the order that you would go through is you're a youngling until you're like 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're a knight.
Padawan.
Then you're a Padawan until like you're in your early to mid twenties.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan was 25, but he was a late case.
Oh.
Anakin was 19, but he was an early case. Then you become a master at any given point whenever you're ready. And then once you're enough of a master with like, once you've done everything, like you're clearly an example to the order,
mm-hmm.
then you can join the Jedi High Council.
But there has to be a spot open.
So is a knight a master?
No. Knight's like technically below a master.
Oh, so yeah. It would be...
It's like you've completed your training, but you're not a master of everything yet.
Oh. Can knights have Padawans?
Yes, Anakin had a Padawan.
I didn't know if that was like a normal thing or if it was like a special case. Like,
so it's youngling, typically Padawan,
many of them wait until they're masters.
Master, High Council.
Yeah, okay. Youngling, Padawan,
and then Grandmaster, which is Yoda Grandmaster. And Satele.
Okay.
Not open. That position is currently unavailable.
Why? Because everyone did.
No, because it's Yoda.
Yeah, and then then you have Rey.
Not at this time, because we're talking about Anakin.
Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, now times with Grogu and...
No, that's Luke.
That's Luke.
Oh.
Luke is the Grandmaster.
Because he's, like, the only master.
Yeah, and then, like Aaron said, it's Rey after that.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bail. He is technically a Padawan, but should be a knight. It's mostly, people consider him a knight, basically. So he kind of has the same rank as Anakin.
Oh, okay, sure.
Almost.
Because Anakin was never almost granted there. The rank of master.
No, he wasn't. He just killed everyone.
But Anakin
before.
Was, like, close to becoming a master. Very close to becoming a master. Mm-hmm. And Belle is very close to becoming a knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's still a Padawan?
Technically. But he didn't really have a master at the moment.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to undergo the trials to become a knight because he doesn't feel like he's ready.
Well, he cut himself. Jesus. That freaking pop dinosaur thing just wants to leave. Leave him down there. Jeez. I hope you come to regret this.
Is that your Therizinosaurus?
No, that one's fine. That one, the one that keeps falling off is the Dilophosaurus. My Therizinosaurus. She perfectly fine. She got like a stand. She's sitting pretty.
Yeah.
She also looked real nice. She got like a yellow head with the blue.
No.
Eyes.
A
lot of
she
details had
red on the back.
No, we don't right. need to talk
Anyways,
about.
Anyways, sorry. Belle Zedafar. He cut himself off from the Force, which is pretty hard to do. And then he was just learning to accept himself back into the Force. But that's kind of how he survived that super weapon that kills all of these masters and stuff by draining them of the Force, and since he wasn't connected to the Force, it didn't work on him entirely.
Wait, if he's not connected to the Force, does that mean
he
he's
reconnected?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when he was disconnected, was he Force resistant?
No, it just means that he didn't really like have the the intuition and the precognition and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. But Force still worked on him, then.
Yeah, people could use the Force against him.
Oh, okay, cool.
But, no, yeah, so he has since reconnected to the Force. He is one of two that we know of Jedi to survive Starlight Beacon disaster. He has a dog.
Yeah.
And the dog is here to fight with him.
Dog's fire.
Dog's fire, Ember. Literally. Ember, fire, literally. Hound. Yeah. Love, Ember. Love. But that's how he got to this round, was Ember. And it was like the tag team thing going on.
It wasn't just Ember, though.
Well, also because he has a lightsaber and knows how to use it.
Yeah.
He is well-trained. He fights off Nihil on the reg. He is also a very skilled pilot. He, at one point, got stabbed by a piece of, like a ship or whatever while flying in space. Do what?
A ship-to-ship harpoon.
Yeah. And it went through, like, his body. But he was able to hold all of the air into his cockpit in space. That's not easy, because you're in a lot of pain, it's a lot of distraction, and he was still a Padawan, technically, at this point, obviously.
He was still blacking out, too.
And he was blacking out.
In and out.
What's his lightsaber form?
Green.
No.
We don't know.
No.
We don't.
Okay.
The High Republic doesn't spend much detail on it.
So okay.
That's because they don't really do a lot of fight.
Thing, and then they applied it to the characters in the movies. And then, like, it's not talked about heavily, but we can come up with what it is by seeing them fight.
What would you guess it is?
Something.
It seems more like six to me.
Six.
Six.
He doesn't seem to try to get into conflict that much.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not like a. He has a green lightsaber, and traditionally, a while ago, they don't. I'm not sure they don't really do this very much anymore. But blue lightsaber Jedi were the ones that went to fighting and stuff. They tended to be the ones who fought more, and the green ones...
They focused on their lightsaber skills.
And the green ones focused on their Force skills.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, for a Padawan who should be a knight, he is pretty strong in the Force. He was able to feel, like, his master's presence from miles away, like, on a planet and stuff like that. Like, he should not be a Padawan. I cannot stress that enough. He should not be a Padawan. He just chooses to be a Padawan. Because he's, like, scared to...
It's his own personal choice.
Yeah, he's like...
And you know what? We do respect that.
Yes. Yeah. But he should get the promotion. He just hasn't applied.
He's more than qualified.
Yeah.
What makes him qualified?
Well, he's been a Padawan for a while, and he's pretty powerful in the Force, and he's pretty decent. He has the skill
a highly trained Jedi Knight.
Yeah, he has the skill to be the Knight, but he hasn't done the trials yet.
Oh, okay.
Love Bell Zedaphon. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Aaron, do the thing.
I have the Anakin Skywalker.
The Anakin Skywalker.
The main character of the prequel trilogy. Yeah. So most of us here know his story. Was a slave. Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon dies. Obi-Wan. Trains with Obi-Wan. Becomes a knight. Trains Ahsoka during the Clone Wars. Let's not forget about him and Padme.
How could we forget?
Yeah. And then he falls to the dark side because he has a long friendship with the Emperor, and then he becomes Darth Vader. So, we do know his lightsaber form. His lightsaber form is Form 5. Aggressive, strength, offense related.
Aggressive is very true.
Yes. Yeah. He also knew a lot of Form 4 because he had to teach Ahsoka, and he made several training modules for it.
Did he know Form 3 at all, since that's what Obi-Wan used?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure when he started with that, outside of, like, once he finished Form 1, I'm sure he learned Form 3 as well. But he decided it didn't take.
What's the ranking? Is there a rankings, or is it just styling?
It's just styling.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever tailors best to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a way that, it's the way you want to approach a fight, basically.
Oh, okay. So none are better than the other. It's just like, well, a
there
style.
Is some that have upper hands on other ones.
Yeah,
like three on everything.
Some that have like chess kind of moves. Not really chess moves, but like have advantages. Like form two has an advantage on form three. It also has an advantage on form two, but I don't on form one. But I don't think it has a. I think it has a disadvantage on form five.
Aaron, what do you, in your opinion, what is the most bestest?
No, that no, is the most
the best.
What? Yeah. What is the best form?
He's gonna technically, if you want to go with what the Jedi should be, it should be form six.
Oh, that's close.
Hmm.
Or form one.
Why is that?
Because it's those two do not prioritize fighting. They prioritize not fighting.
Okay, and but using if it you're as a last resort. If you're in a fight to win,
if you're in a fight,
which one is the best? Do you think?
Me personally, three. But I also just like three.
Called it.
Three is all out defense. It's very Jedi move. And they're if you're a master of form three, then you haven't. There's not a record of one dying in a fight.
What is form like? Two's, I guess. That's Obi-Wan's form, right?
Three.
Form three. Oh.
No, three is Obi-Wan's.
What style is that one?
Defense.
Defense?
Full defense.
Yeah.
Only basically wear out your opponent with defense until they leave an opening and then finish the fight with like one or two moves.
What is form six?
Don't fight.
Form six is the diplomat.
Diplomat?
Essentially. You avoid fighting at all costs, but it's an all-around form if you have to use it.
Yeah, well, the only one we haven't talked about, Form 7.
Form 7 was made by Mace Windu. It's more aggressive than Form 5. It draws on your emotions. In a Jedi way, it draws on your emotions in a positive way. Yeah, it's the most recent of all of them, because Mace Windu and Depa Balaba made it.
Yeah. Alright, move on here. Keep going.
Okay, so Anakin Skywalker, I have him. Not only is he the most powerful Jedi of his time period, coming in as the highest rated, he has the strongest force connection out of anybody in the Jedi Order up to its collapse.
He's talking about midichlorians.
Yeah.
Even though are people still mad about that whole thing? Yeah, I was about to ask.
He does point out that he has more power than Yoda in potential.
Potential power.
Yes.
I think Yoda would still beat him in a fight, though.
His experience.
Experience wins you a lot of fights.
That's true. What form
Thanks
is Yoda?
Thanks, Prex.
What form is Yoda?
Four.
Acrobatics.
A lot of light attacks. Ahsoka and Yoda use it. Qui-Gon jumpy. Used it.
Mm. When they're all jumpy and stuff.
Yeah. Qui-Gon didn't do it jump that much, but he was
he used
a more
it.
Conserved.
What's Ahsoka's form four?
Form four. Yeah, the jumpy one.
Yeah. Anakin also knows that as well because he had a teacher and we have evidence that he knows it.
He don't usually fight with it though.
No, he likes form five because he's the best person at form five.
He tried to do a jump spin in a fight one time. He got cut in half.
No.
That was Darth Vader, technically.
Let's not talk about
Aaron, it. Aaron, you're Anakin. When do you stop?
Whenever he bows to Palpatine.
So does Anakin cut off Mace Windu's hand?
That's like his last choice.
Before he becomes Darth Vader.
Yes. Whenever he is dubbed Darth Vader is whenever I consider Anakin dead. And then when I consider him fully dead is whenever he
dies.
You know, sits by a lava field.
Okay.
And then he comes back in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Sure.
Also, Anakin is one of the most proficient duelists at this time. So much he was debated to be better than Obi-Wan. the two of them were seen as equals if Anakin was not better up until he lost to Obi-Wan on Mustafar.
Obi-Wan shut that shit down real quick.
Well, not real quick.
He's like, not in my house, no. Wow.
There was a whole scored song that was dope and everything. He also fought constantly. He was in duels constantly, leaving him to be able to overpower the most skilled duelist, arguably the most skilled duelist, because he was full-on duelist and nothing else.
Dooku?
He beat Dooku a couple of times.
Won fatefully.
He beat Ventress. He overpowered Ventress by himself with the Force. Savage. He fought all of them. And he fought all of them constantly. So while Bell has never been in a legitimate lightsaber duel, Anakin grew up and that was all he knew. Essentially.
Yes.
From the time he was 19 to 22.
Yeah. Aaron, who do you think is more powerful in your opinion? Anakin or Vader?
Anakin or Vader?
Yeah.
Well, under Vader, he actively seeks power. And he's encouraged to actively seek power. So, Vader.
Good to know.
That makes sense.
Do you have any questions?
Me? No.
Aaron, are you? You have anything else you'd like to say?
Only Victoria's bequest.
Oh.
Do you have anything you'd like Aaron to say?
I have a ton of stuff on here, but I'm holding back for time.
I will say, the winner of this matchup gets the winner of Kylo Ren and Plo Koon. So, if Aaron, you have a lot written down, there will be opportunities possibly for you to use that later on.
Of course.
Quite a bit. Because that fight would be bussin'. That's what the kids like to say. That fight would be bussin' because... you got his grandkid or Plo Koon, and we know how badass Plo Koon is.
Oh wait, I thought it was
certifiably.
Oh, she has a question.
Okay. Okay. When with Anakin and fighting and stuff like that, besides Obi-Wan, who else has he fought and I guess lost to?
Lost to? Early on, he lost to Dooku, but they fought a dozen times.
Got his hand cut off.
A quarter of the way through, he started stalemating him. About halfway through, he started beating him.
Unfortunately, he never fought Grievous.
No.
Did he ever fight
There was one
Ahsoka?
Line in Revenge of the Sith, and they had to stick to that.
Aaron, did he ever fight Ahsoka?
He fought her as Vader.
Yeah, Vader fought her, but I don't think Anakin did.
Anakin never did, outside of just training.
Any duels?
And we don't have footage of that.
No. Okay.
Oh wait, that means that Obi-Wan and Ahsoka, who are fighting in this round, have a common enemy. Good to know. All right. Do you have a winner for Anakin and one Bell Zedifar? With Ember. Is it sad news? You're making a sad face.
I don't know.
You don't know if it's sad news or...
I don't know if it's sad news.
Who you got? Whose name will I be writing down on the board after this?
I'm gonna go with Belle.
What? Oh, hold on. Why?
Because I don't see Anakin winning.
Why?
Why?
What is your reasoning for this?
Because there is no firm denominator for me that he would be the overall winner.
What do you mean?
I mean that
What? How was? I don't mean to pry because I did technically win, but how?
Because the fact of the matter is that we don't really know Bell's exact, like, lightsaber form. Our guess is that he's a six. And you guys say six is, like, all around, but more so on the, like, diplomatic side of, like, not trying to fight.
Which also means that he's not as well-versed in fighting.
Yeah, but that doesn't give Anakin, like, I feel like what you're trying to lead with is that since Anakin leads with defense, that means that he would be the overall person and win, but that doesn't always work. Because, as we've seen...
Anakin doesn't lead with defense.
You said that... That's what Aaron said.
No, Anakin's not a defensive...
Or aggressive. Fighter. My bad. Yeah, he's my an aggressive bad. Fighter. But yeah, like, we've seen from his, like, duels with, like, other people that him being, like, leading with aggression doesn't always work. Like, him and Obi-Wan. Like, Obi doesn't lead with aggression.
Yeah, only the person who knows him the best.
Yeah, but still, like, he didn't win with Dooku either, right? Like,
not the first time.
Not the first time.
Yeah, he was a Padawan at that point. But then he fought him.
Whenever he became, like...
Yeah, but still.
Whenever he reached his 20s, he beat Dooku regularly.
Yeah, but still, like, I feel like, the argument that was laid in front of me was, like, you know, he's strong and beats people, but that doesn't, like, he hasn't won. It's not like a 100% he's beaten people. And if Form 6 is, like, all around, that doesn't mean that, like, Bell doesn't have a chance against him.
But, yeah, but Anakin has basically everything on him. He has experience on him, dueling prowess on him, power on him. He has every part of the battle on him.
Yeah, but he's been defeated before by people who didn't have as much power as him, though.
And Bell's not as powerful as Anakin.
Yeah, but Bell is powerful in the Force, and Bell does have, like, he also has Ember. So he has another element.
Dogs plenty of times.
Well, yeah, like, and everyone,
he's thrown them off as an inconvenience and then kept fighting.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, is, like, you know, everyone has, like, you know, dogs or whatever, but, like, I just, there's more room for a slip up when you lead with aggression than there is when you, like, you know, lead with, like,
well, okay. So, I will say, Aaron, do you remember how Loden Greatstorm feels about Bell?
No. I don't know what you're, like, we're...
No, I was just, towards. Like, remember, because he... Like, do you remember what he said to him before he got on the ship in the first book when he was, like, parting ways and they didn't see each other for, a year or whatever?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
He said something about him being like powerful and stuff like that.
Yeah, but not Anakin powerful.
Yeah, but we don't really know. Like, I feel like Bell hasn't really reached his full potential because he hasn't pushed himself to that full potential.
Yeah, but we're not dealing with what Bell could be.
But we don't know what Bell could be. That's the thing, is that we don't know what Bell could be, and his lightsaber form isn't a form like...
But we're not dealing with what Bell could be. We're dealing with the Bell who hasn't fought in a duel yet.
We also don't know for sure what his... Because, like Aaron just said, he's never fought in a duel.
Yeah.
He's never been in a duel.
He's never dueled somebody.
But Anakin duels everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Anakin does, like, duel everybody,
all
but
comers.
But my reasoning behind it is that Anakin does duel everybody, and Anakin has been defeated by multiple different people with multiple different lightsaber forms. So even though we don't necessarily know...
Learned from... The big thing with Anakin is every time he lost, he learned from what made him lose.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't, like, lose.
Man. That means everything, actually.
But Aaron,
Bell has never had something to learn from. He doesn't know what a duel is actually like.
Well,
Anakin has learned from every single duel he's ever been in.
But I mean, I will say this is a one-off fight. So Anakin doesn't have time to lose.
He does.
He lost.
Anakin loses to. Anakin lost to Count Dooku.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he lost once to Ventress. Those are people who have been trained in dueling constantly and have dueled people constantly.
Yeah, but we Bell also.
Has not dueled anybody.
But we also.
He doesn't know how to duel.
But at the end of the day, Anakin is arrogant. Like, that's another arrogant. Thing that we have to, like, bring to the table.
And Bell is inexperienced.
Okay,
but he at least will know to, like, that this is dangerous. Whereas Anakin sometimes can think or feel like the person he's fighting is beneath him. Even somebody with the power of Obi-Wan, he felt that about. So, and that cost him.
That was also... Based on what we talked about earlier, that fight was Darth Vader. That was not Anakin.
Darth Vader is stronger than Anakin, though.
Yeah,
and at that point he wasn't.
He's taking in more power.
Point, he was just blind.
He's taking in more power.
But you said it yourself. You said
not
that Darth
that
Vader
he was not.
Is more powerful than Anakin. He said that.
Darth Vader in the suit over time. Not like Darth Vader after like one day where he's still like...
No, you
super
can't.
Emotional
you can't.
From everything that's happening.
You can't change it now. Either Darth Vader is more powerful.
Anything.
Either Darth Vader is more powerful than Anakin, or
it's not like a light switch. It's not like, oh, you are Vader now. That means you're like three times as powerful just because I called you that.
I mean,
and I haven't changed anything.
Either we're saying that Darth Vader is more powerful, or we're not.
I haven't. Okay.
I understand that where you're coming
power
from.
Power is not grown in like an instant. Like, oh, you're Vader. That means, ooh, you're the best one. That means you win.
He
grows over time.
When that fight happened, he wasn't newly
he was
Vader.
Emotional.
He had killed a bunch of Jedi, and then.
Yes.
Flew
at the power level of Anakin
and flew across the thing, the galaxy, to kill a bunch of other people. He was definitely taken in the emotion. His eyes were changed.
Not yet, actually.
When they fought, they were.
His eyes changed after his duel with Obi-Wan.
His eyes were orange or yellow or whatever during the duel.
Yeah, but after he killed the Separatists, his eyes were still blue. And when he went into the temple and killed everybody, when he killed a few thousand Jedi by himself, who were probably at the same level as Bell, his eyes were still blue.
Well, no, he didn't kill them by himself.
He was at Anakin's powerful. He was just emotional.
Aaron.
And without morals.
He didn't kill them by himself.
Yeah, except he fought all of them. He fought several of them.
Yeah, but the clones also killed a lot of those guys.
Yeah, they killed, like, the ones that didn't challenge Anakin. Anakin was walking through there. He killed the battle master and several others that we saw.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Killed the temple guards.
Let me ask you a question. From our track record of knowing Anakin... Has he never made a mistake?
Has Bell?
I didn't ask that. I asked from our track record of knowing Anakin.
I asked a specific question. My problem with your decision.
I asked a specific question.
Like the fact Anakin made one mistake ever means that he loses and that Bell is perfect.
The reason I'm asking this question is because of your argument. Your argument originally starting off was that Anakin was, you know, this, 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 and this. He's the most powerful. He's the most, like, Like, he's the best duelist. He's everything. And so I'm just questioning your argument. That's all I'm doing. If he's the most powerful, then tell me that there's never been a time.
Which kind of proves that you're not listening, by the way. Another part of my argument is that he learned from every single mistake that he ever faced.
Yeah. After the fact. After he lost.
Yes, but we're dueling with him at his most powerful after he learned everything.
But him as Anakin, after he learned everything, still, he lost to people, did he not?
At that point, no, actually. If we're taking Anakin as most powerful, no. It's the Anakin that cut Dooku's head off.
Okay, valid.
This is a scary place to be right now. I'm just along for the ride at this point. I've never been the judge on these on this before. I gotta say it's a little scary being in the middle between Victoria and a ghost. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. Okay. I think it'd be very important, Aaron, for you to pinpoint exactly what time in that movie the Anakin you're talking about is.
Okay, we're dealing with them at their most powerful, yes? That has been the agreement in Nerdament this entire time, since Nerdament has been a thing.
Yes.
The most powerful that we know about them.
Yes.
So the Anakin, essentially, we're dealing with is the one that fought Dooku and cut his head off. And the Bell, the most powerful Bell we're talking about here, is the one that just reestablished himself in the Force.
How many times did he fight Dooku before he cut his head off?
Well, do you want to go with how many times he fight Dooku before beating him?
How many times did he fight Dooku before beating him?
Three. His third time he beat Dooku.
Okay.
So there's not a chance that in one fight he would underestimate somebody and it would cost him.
Considering on the skill that when he stormed the temple, which I understand is not Anakin, I'm not saying that that was Anakin. What I am appealing to is that at that time, Vader had the same experience, skill, and power as Anakin. And he walked through the temple, fought people at Bell's power level and experience and higher, and killed them. And that was one fight, each of them, and he won. He just basically just took his morals away.
I mean,
which is part of what we deal with here.
That's a valid point, but that's in Darth Vader error. It's not an Anakin error.
Aaron, would it be safe to assume that any time Anakin got up for a fight and won, it was against somebody who had wronged him in some way?
Not really, no.
Who had he defeated? Who had not done
general,
who had not done anything to him?
He was a general for years.
Yeah, but in a war. This isn't a war.
Fine. Reverse this. Who has Bell beat? Who has Bell beat? No one.
That's on you.
Zero. Not a single person.
Yeah, you've never been in a duel.
Oh, okay.
He fights pirates.
He fights pirates.
Yeah.
He fought a couple pirates. They were hyped up on speed.
They were drugs, yeah. They were pretty high. That's stuff I usually say, so I'm not used to this. It the problem with any High Republic character, even somebody like Belzedifar, who has a lot of room to grow and to be more and more powerful, is that we know he won't get to the place higher than where Anakin got. Because Yoda is the Grandmaster.
That's true.
And Yoda will continue to be the Grandmaster through and beyond Anakin's life. Okay? So we know that Bell did not get to that place.
Yeah.
He can get to the High Council. For all we know, he could be like second in charge at some point. But he's never going to be above where Anakin was. Because Anakin was on the High Council not as a master. So that's kind of a big deal. He was a knight and yeah. on the High Council. Okay. But Bell can't get higher than that. And the another problem is that we just haven't seen that happen yet.
Yeah.
We also don't know, like, at the rate of they're getting rid of people in the High Republic, he could die next book.
Yeah.
Aaron, don't you agree?
There's a possibility, yes.
They're getting rid of characters. They killed Stell and Geos in the last book. And he was
like a very major character.
Almost the character.
Yeah.
In that book. And they killed him at the end. So the rate that they're killing people, Belzedifar's life, if we're talking hypotheticals, could theoretically end before he's even a master.
True.
Okay, so that's the problem with that, because we just don't know how that's going to end. And then we do know for a fact that, unfortunately, the High Republic characters aren't as strong in the Force or in lightsaber skills as people during the Galactic Republic or people in the Old Republic. Out of necessity, because they haven't seen a Sith in thousands of years.
True.
The people they've been dealing with are people like the High Pirates, and a lot of Jedi at that era still have issues with that. They still have issues fighting and confronting those pirates. Belzedifar is not one of those, but masters in the same in his same Jedi order are. So that's the problem, because we were talking about Yoda can handle Anakin Skywalker because of experience.
Yeah.
Anakin has more experience than Belzedifar does at the moment. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the next book or the next three books or the next 5 years, even when they start making movies for this. Like, we don't know. He could take off and become ridiculously powerful, and we'll look back at this in 5 years and be like, well, she had some good points there, because like Anakin does lose a decent amount during first fights, all right? But so does Spider-Man. And we know how far Spider-Man went last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think we can have Bell move on in a fight like this yet.
I think he can.
I don't think so.
I think he can, because I don't think that there's a 100% like chance that Anakin would beat him.
Bell
also does not have a 100% chance. A 100% chance argument is an argument for a legitimate courtroom. This is not a 100% chance argument that we need to be having. This is not a without of a shadow of a doubt. This is a which of a 50-50%, which one of them post past 50 and has a majority?
I think it's premature for Bell.
I don't think it's premature for Bell, because even as Darth Vader, it's not like he hasn't fought people and, like, yes, maybe, like, they don't win, but it's not like he hasn't fought people to standstills where they, like, get away, too. Like, he fights people of all forms. And, like,
Cal Kestis did escape him.
Yeah, Ahsoka has escaped him.
Ahsoka has escaped him, but Ahsoka is much more powerful than Bell is, and it has been shown. Cal Kestis, on the other hand,
at that point, Cal Kestis was more experienced than Belzebub.
Well, Cal had been cut off from the Force or being a Jedi for 10 years.
Yeah, but he had much He had much longer to prepare. He had much longer to reconnect to the Force, long enough to defeat two Inquisitors.
I mean, we have no evidence that Bell couldn't defeat an Inquisitor. You know those Inquisitors, especially the big one.
I feel like the issue for me is that we're basing things way too much on Bell's fighting, but we don't have really much information on Bell's fighting because there isn't, like, a lot of things to base it off of, if that makes any sense. And we're ignoring the fact that it's not, like, Anakin doesn't have any weaknesses. And that's...
We're focusing a lot on Bell's fighting ability because this is a fight.
Prep time.
That's an oversimplified way to put it.
Well, yes, but the thing...
True, this is a fight.
Yes, it is a fight. I agree with you on that. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, when it comes to Bell and his losses to actually compare on if he would do horribly, we don't really have enough information on that to say whether or not he would actually lose against Anakin. And Anakin also has weaknesses. So that's where the issue lies for me, is that we're just kind of like saying just because Anakin leads with strength and power that he's just going to automatically overpower this person and that be the end of it, when we really don't know the depth of the power of this person.
My problem with that argument that you're making is, yes, we don't know. We don't know for absolute certainty that Bell would lose. We also do not know with absolute certainty that Bell would win. But we do can tell from what we do know about him, because the Bell we are dealing with is the most recent, the most powerful Bell that we have currently. So at that point, we know that he hasn't fought somebody in a melee combat. He fought a couple people with blasters, meaning that he just doesn't know what to expect from this.
They do have prep time. So there is time for him to at least get a baseline knowledge in dueling. But he's not going to be able to talk to anybody in his world, in his time, that has experienced dueling another person with a lightsaber of any worth.
Yes. Especially not at the time period where, at the Clone Wars, which is where, which is much like the Old Republic in the fact that they are constantly fighting. They're constantly having dueling experience.
Yeah. I mean, the High Republic mostly walk around wearing ceremonial robes, and they're to look like Jedi.
Respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're there for appearances.
And, like, in case, like, some violence breaks out.
Yes.
They're basically a police force.
But, unfortunately, to this point, the Jedi during the High Republic have not successfully done much of anything to stave off terrorist attacks. They've mainly just been there to clean up.
Keep people alive, essentially. But they've been largely reactive.
Yes, it's a very reactive Jedi group. Bell is different than them. I'll say he is of a different kind of Jedi than most of these Jedi. And he did live with Porter Engel, Aaron. And Porter Engel was known for his lightsaber abilities.
But he didn't make mention of learning from Porter Engel.
And his master, Loden Greatstorm, according to some people's thoughts, some people who know or pay attention to Star Wars much more than we do, or think about Star Wars much more than we do, compare him kind of to the same power as Plo Koon, in Force power. Lightsaber ability, again, is just kind of hard to judge. But if somebody of the power of Plo Koon thought so highly of somebody, of their apprentice, as to basically recommend them before they thought they were ready for the Jedi Knight trials, they got to be pretty special.
Well, yeah, but so is a 9-year-old that's recognized as the most powerful...
Potential.
Yeah, the most powerful potential of any Jedi ever at that time.
But then we're talking about potential again.
Yeah, and it's what you do with that potential. It's not just because you have the potential.
Yeah, I mean...
They do have evidence with Anakin of what he did with that potential. And he became the most successful general and one of the most successful duelists of his time period. We don't have evidence of what Bell has done with his potential yet, because he refuses to acknowledge his potential yet.
Yes. I think it gets kind of hard to talk in potentials for anybody.
Yeah, that's what makes it hard, is because, like, it's not an easy, like, no, he wouldn't win, because we really don't know.
Okay. I think Bell would have a good chance to defeat Anakin in The Phantom Menace, because Anakin's a child, and you should just punt that boy, right? And in Attack of the Clones. I think Bell would have a decent chance, because Bell is more, he's more responsible than Anakin was. Okay. And that's just because Bell's been in the Jedi Order to that point longer than Anakin had been.
And he's more reactive to, like, the Jedi ideas.
And he's more reactive, and he knows more about just being a Jedi. Okay. And I think even parts of the Clone Wars, even the early parts of the Clone Wars, Bell might have a decent chance. A 55-45 chance. But there is a point in the Clone Wars when they go to that planet made of Force, like, or of, like, the physical representation of the Force, him, Obi-Wan, and Ahsoka. And I think it flips there. I think at that point, Anakin becomes... He takes, like, another step in becoming, like, what he should be, instead of just being basically, like, the rich kid at college who doesn't study, but gets all, like, the passing grades and stuff. And they're like, please, you need to study, and you'll get, like, your grades will shoot up. Like, you'll start getting A's, and your GPA will take off. All right?
Yeah. Because essentially it's kind of unlocked whenever he, what's the word I'm looking for? He brings the brother and sister, the, like, embodiments of light and dark, to their knees.
Yes.
And, like, make them bow to him.
But I will also say, at that time, when he did that, it was to save Ahsoka. And Obi-Wan. It was to literally save their lives. Okay? So, that was a great feat of his. He was there to save their lives. He had to do all of this power things to save their lives. Alright? Later on, he finally kills Dooku. But when that fight started, there were two of them. Anakin and Obi-Wan.
That's not the... If you want to go with 1v1 constantly between Anakin and Dooku, you can do with it on Naboo in the Clone Wars. Because during that, he did not care about saving Palpatine, really. Once he saw Dooku, it was, metaphorically, it was on sight.
Why was it on sight, though?
you're going to say that it's because he was impassioned and enraged, well, then I would say you're forgetting the fact that Dooku is one of the three best duelists in the galaxy at that time. The only person who ever beat Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I would say if you're just saying, chalking that up to he was mad, then you're throwing Dooku to the side as a nobody. And you're throwing out Dooku's skill. And what makes that fight such a big deal.
Dooku had cut his hand off. If that doesn't... There's something that Anakin struggled with for the entire time he was a Jedi. He struggled to control his emotions. Okay? So when he sees Dooku cut his hand off, that's a revenge fight, dude. It is. Because Dooku beat him. Dooku embarrassed him. He thought he was ready to fight Dooku. Dooku cut his hand off and embarrassed him, and Yoda had to save his ass.
Yeah, Padawan.
Okay.
Yeah, if you decide to suddenly talk about the very weaker Anakin, sure.
That was still Anakin.
Yeah, but that's not the Anakin we're talking about.
But we're moving on.
Changing the argument and changing what we've already said. We're
moving on. Okay. Anakin has troubles controlling his emotions during fights. And that can lead to making mistakes. What is something that you know about Bail Zedifar to be true?
That inexperience leads to mistakes.
Inexperience does lead to mistakes, but he is comparatively quite level-headed.
You're acting like Bail Zedifar doesn't make mistakes.
No, he does make mistakes. But Anakin does as well. And the more
you can cancel that denominator out.
The more powerful you are, the bigger the mistakes you make. The more powerful you are, the bigger mistakes you make.
I think he's missing what we're trying to say. It's not that, like, we're trying to be
I think I got it.
Okay.
I don't think y'all are trying to get what I say. And no. I think that argument that y'all are making is very flawed.
It's not flawed because it's literally Anakin's character. Like, it's constantly brought up as a part of who he is. That he is someone who gets mad very easily. He's arrogant. Like, it's literally his character. So, it's not us just, like, pointing out moments that he has been, like, enraged in fights or made mistakes because of his anger. It's what is a part of him. That's how he fights. That's how he goes about things. So,
another part of what happens when he gets mad, and another part that's ingrained into his character, is whenever he gets to those points, whenever he does this, he grows in power. That's a big thing with the Jedi, is that they don't know what to do with him, because as this keeps going on, he's more needed, because he's clearly the one becoming more powerful, but that also plays in the Sheev's hand. That's an entire point of his character as well.
Yes, but it's also a weakness of his as well. Like, it's a benefit, but it's also a weakness.
Mace Windu saw it too.
And what happened to Mace Windu?
He got surprise attacked.
He got yeeted.
Anakin killed him, did he not? Anakin cut his hand off.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, but also, yeah, that technically is Darth Vader.
He didn't kill him.
No, that wasn't Darth Vader, that was Anakin.
Oh.
He surprised him. But Mace Windu saw that he was still rash and made mistakes. There was a reason he was not yet promoted to the rank of master.
And there's a still a reason in Bell's character why he's not a knight.
His own.
He doesn't feel ready because he doesn't have the confidence. But why?
Yeah, but just because someone doesn't
feel ready, he doesn't have the confidence in himself to do this.
But there's a difference between somebody who should be and doesn't have the self-confidence and somebody who shouldn't be but thinks that they should be.
Yes.
And they, both of them have very similar things. By accounts of what they have done, they should be the next rank up. But in all reality, they aren't ready. Bell doesn't have confidence in himself, and he can't let go of his grieving for his and his attachment to his master. That does not make him a knight. That does not make him ready to be a knight. Anakin, we talked about that extensively, due to his passion
and attachment,
he is held back from being a master.
His attachment.
Yes.
Which makes him like a loaded gun.
Yes.
Which can be a very effective tool, but it can also be used very ineffectively. Tactics can go quite wrong, especially if you underestimate somebody you've never seen before. Even if you are quite, like, way more powerful than they are.
It's happened before.
Either of them have seen each other before.
Yes.
And if you're going to bring up the thing of Bell looking up Anakin, Anakin may not seem like he is, but Anakin does plan. He's the big planner of the 501st, and the reason why they keep winning is because of his unorthodox tactics that he comes up with by finding a smallest weak point and then exploiting it in the way that his opponent least expects.
Bell doesn't have any planning expertise. He's never planned an attack or anything like that. I think one of these two will come into the fight thinking that they have this in the bag, and then the other one will come into the fight feeling as if they need to be on their toes. And it's a dangerous fight to be in. All right, Aaron, you recently watched, you watched a little bit of March Madness throughout your life.
Yeah.
When a big team, a 2 seed, or even a 1 seed one time in the first round, comes into a game and they think they have this in the bag. But then that team comes out, they have a plan, they knew what to expect. It ends up being a completely different game, and it evens out the playing field quite a lot when one team respects the other one and the other one is looking past that other team.
What you're talking about is a false equivalency, a break in logic.
Where did my logic break?
Through the experience of Bell, and the fact that he does not have fighting experience or dueling experience, Bell, in comparative to like all of March Madness, would not make that tournament. He's in the middle bottom. I do love Bell, but in terms of like a duel, he's in like the lower bottom part of it.
I'm willing to risk the biscuit.
And then Anakin's in like the top 10.
I'm willing to risk it. I'm gonna say that my final thought process is that Bell wins because I just haven't been persuaded that Anakin could beat him. And you know if you have something that you would like to say against it, I'm open to it. You know, people at home, if you are mad at this decision, I am open to it. Leave comments. But I don't 100 or 50% see it being Anakin. And that's just my final thoughts.
Aaron? Okay, well.
Tune in next week.
Yes, I'll do it. Tune in next week for a matchup between Darth Nihilus and Leia Organa. And we have a special guest who will be on the show to talk about Luke Skywalker as he takes on his own son, Ben Skywalker. I would like to also announce that we three will be at the Denton Comic Con in August, late August. Doing a panel there. We'll do like a short 4-team little tournament. If you're in what part of Texas is it? What'd you call this? North Texas?
I don't know.
Yeah, North Texas.
Yeah, if you're in like North Texas or Oklahoma or Arkansas or Louisiana or even West Texas or South Texas, and you want to come give us a piece of your mind, we will be there in person for you to do that.
Yes, if you feel as strongly as Aaron does about this and you would like to waylay on me, please come.
Yes, we will be there. Anybody is welcome. You only have 3 minutes to say your piece though, so make sure it's concise. Yeah, that's about it. Aaron, do you have any closing remarks, not about the fight, anything else you'd like to say?
No, not really.
Okay. We'll summon the ghost again next week.
Until next week.
See ya. Bye. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.